My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Speaking about recruiting, Florida Atlantic University, can't say enough. I mean, over the last couple of years, they're landing kids left and right, and good kids, good players. Recently, they added a defensive lineman from Coconut Creek. And while a lot of people had not watched him play, I've had an opportunity to watch Namari Brantley play for the last 3 years. And I will tell you this. This is as good a defensive lineman as I've seen. I've told him that. I told Coach Sloan that. This kid, and I think, you know, I don't think that Florida Atlantic and their fan base understands what a tremendous get to get this 6'2", 280-pound defensive tackle. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Namari, thanks so much for taking the time on a Monday, and congratulations on your commitment.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, man.
This is big, and you and I talked about this last year, you know, I mean, you know, especially during the Chaminade game when you guys pushed them to the limit, and some of the other games that you guys played and having a really, really good season, that they need to pay attention to what you guys are bringing. Your defense was stingy. You guys played extremely well. Now, you started out, if I'm not wrong, as a freshman or sophomore, as a linebacker, and then and as you got bigger, how does that play in what you're playing now? Because you have those, you have the linebacker mentality and instincts and knowledge. How much does it play playing that nose tackle, defensive tackle position?
It makes me playing linebacker those 2 years, it made like old linemen there too slow. So I'm very athletic. I'm very athletic to go past the old linemen. You know, I got speed because linebacker, man, you know, it takes a lot of speed and agility, man. And I just feel like no one can keep up with the speed I have off the ball.
Right. I mean, and that's the one thing I've told you this. I mean, you're a leader. You were a leader as a junior, and you brought it to the table. You were one of those guys returning last year and said, hey, listen, we got a real shot. Our defense is crazy good. We're good, you know, in our front seven. Our defensive secondary is really, really good. And you guys had a great season. I mean, you know, I mean, obviously you would have liked to take it a little bit further. St. Thomas is always going to be in the mix. But what about this coming year? Because and I saw you up at the spring game up in Palm Beach County against Norlin, and you guys look really, really good defensively, and I think you're going to be the same. You're going to be the same type of team defensively. What does it look like for the 2024 season? Can this be a repeat of last year?
Most definitely. We got a lot of young guys, a lot of transfers coming in. They picking up quick. You know, we got the same goal. We're trying to make it somewhere. We got the same goal.
Right. Yeah, no doubt. Namari Brantley joined us Coconut Creek defensive tackle, senior just committed to Florida Atlantic. Now, you had some schools. I mean, you had Iowa State was on you, Liberty was on you, Temple was on you. What was it about Florida Atlantic, Namari, that said, hey, this is what I mean, obviously proximity to where you live, your family can see you. But what else was it about this program that said, hey, listen, I want to be part of it?
FAU feels like home because of the coaches and the family vibe. Like, they have the vibe they have with their team and with everybody that's around them, it just makes you want to give in, you know. I couldn't, and then it's like the same at Coconut Creek, so I can relate. So I told Coach, let's do it.
Yeah. And I talked to some of the people down there, and we were talking about you, and I said, you know, I don't think people realize what an impact player you're going to be. I mean, you're a worker. You get in a weight room. You watch film. Your leadership. And talk about your leadership, because, you know, most players come into their senior year and have that leadership for the first time. But you've been kind of the leader the last 2 years. Talk about that and some of the other players that you expect big things from this year.
I mean, hey, when you want to win, you got to do whatever it takes, you know. Man, you just gotta push yourself to the limit, push the team to the limit. It's a lot of guys out here that's leaders, but none of them, like, they not vocal, they not, you know. Some are just leaders on, like, at practice, you know. But right. I guess I'm a leader all around.
Yeah. But not only by your voice, but by your actions too, and that's the one thing I think is the greatest thing, because you said that you have a lot of young players, you know, incoming freshmen, sophomores, and juniors that are stepping into a role that they've never been in for the first time, you know, playing time, you know, as frontline players and not just reserves and guys coming off the bench, but they're going to watch you and they're going to see how you do things. They're going to watch you during the course of the week, see how you practice, see how you commit yourself to keeping in shape and watching film. That's a role, obviously, I know that you do no matter what, but it must excite you that a lot of the younger kids are you know, gravitating towards you and asking you questions and watching what you do. Talk about that, because I think that's a big part of it too.
I just feel like if I go hard, the young guys gonna go hard. I love those guys, like, they're my family, man. So I just feel like as a brother to them, I'm going to help them get better. You know, some schools not doing what we're doing. We're going to be great, man.
Yeah, no doubt. Before I let you go, you're in the Broward Showcase, which is a big compliment to the program. Get a chance to face off against Miami Northwestern and Teddy Bridgewater, their first-year head football coach. Talk about that and how the team is, you know, getting ready for it, because that's a big showcase. You'll be on TV. You guys get treated like a bowl game. I know that you guys watched it from afar last year, but now you're part of it. Talk about the experience and having an opportunity to have it at your school.
We taking every game like it's a regular game, man. No game is a big game, you know. Every game is a regular game. You just gotta you take it one by one. We gonna go one by one, you know. We preparing for it very well. Like I said, the young guys, they're watching film right now, man.
Well, that's a great thing. Namari, I can't thank you enough, man. Enjoy your 4th of July this week. I know we're going to see you plenty, as we always do, and I appreciate you taking time.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, man.
Good stuff. Namari Brantley, on his way to Florida Atlantic, still has one season left to get stuff done for Coconut Creek. That's a program, and Coach Sloan has done a tremendous job. That is definitely in the mix, and you're going to want to kind of check out the Broward Showcase this year, which is going to be great. We'll talk about that more as it gets closer, with Kevin Perry and Sean Serra, who are putting on yet the third event that's going to draw national attention. They wanted to kind of make it a Florida local thing too. That's why they showcased the game between Coconut Creek and Miami Northwestern coming up as well. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat, you know, everybody, active adults, elite pros, youth athletes, Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. We can't thank them enough for being a sponsor year-round and certainly fueling us through the next couple of months, getting us ready for the 2024 football season. Over the weekend, they had an Under Armour Future event at Bradenton's IMG Academy. Andrew Ivins from 247 Sports was there. We're going to talk to him when we return.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.